Atlanta Tennis Podcast. Every episode is titled, It Starts With Tennis, and goes from there. We talk with coaches, club managers, industry business professionals, technology experts, and anyone else we find interesting. We want to have a conversation as long as it starts with tennis.
Hey, hey, this is Sean with the Atlanta Tennis Podcast, powered by Go Tennis. While you're here, please hit that follow button. And after you listen, please share with your friends and teammates. Also, let us know if you have questions or topics you would like us to discuss, and we will add them to our schedule. With that said, let's get started with 10 Minutes of Tennis.
Good morning. This is our 10 Minutes of Tennis at 10:04. We call that close enough in our world. This is close enough.
My lucky number's four, and I apologize, everybody. For you pros out there, don't be late. Be on time. If anything, for beginners, be early.
That's actually a good start. I appreciate that. Justin Yeo, our Aussie tennis pro in Puerto Rico. I am Sean Boyce, and this is 10 Minutes of Tennis. Today, we're going to talk to the complete beginner. So that is a good starting point for the coach, for the complete beginner. Please set a good example and be on time. Be early. Be there waiting. Be there ready. In Atlanta, we got a lot of pros that weren't trained like I was in the fancy country club setting where, what was the phrase? Early is on time is late, and late is unacceptable.
Yep.
Guys, you've got to be there waiting. These people are expecting you to be professional. And if you want them to treat you that way, first starting advice is be on time to the coach. Now, Justin, for the beginner themselves, they show up. What are they thinking? What are they looking at? What are they looking forward to?
They obviously like the sport somehow, or they're looking for the benefits of the sport. So we sort of have two beginners. One is that, you know, they just get thrilled with watching it on the court and say they want to give it a go. And then you got the other one, obviously, that really just wants the health benefits, because everyone does, as I've said a thousand times over, you'll do more calories on a tennis court than you'll do in a gym or anywhere else. And I've proved it over and over again that you will burn more calories on a tennis court than anything else. So they're sort of the two beginners I see for my 36 years of coaching. I'm probably going to get a little harsh. If there's coaches out listening, you know, maybe block your ears or maybe get something out of this. But beginners need to really get a decent coach, a coach that knows real fundamentals and focuses on the fundamentals to start with. Because if they don't do it right, the person will drop out of the sport because as they're dropping out of the sport, they're not progressing. They're not, when they go to play, there's so many fundamentals that are making them not go higher and higher and higher. And what I see a lot of being just a, you know, high level, high performance coach is when I touch a beginner, I constantly are reversing the racket back theory. If I hear that of any coach, I want to punch him in the head because it just doesn't. It's not the game. The game is turned. Rotate the shoulders. Learn how to perceive the ball early as possible. If not, they're always going to contact late. They're always going to hit from the shoulder. They're never going to have the right fundamentals to progress the game. And then the other side of it too is that, you know, they're watching on court. So what's the first thing a player does on the court? Turn the shoulders. Racket's not going back. So that's something. If a coach is teaching that way now, I hope he's listening and switches. Turn his shoulders. The other issue I find is ready stance in all areas, adults and juniors. If the ready stance isn't done correctly right from day one, it sets the tone for every ball, for where you're going, to get to the ball, to get back. It sets everything. If you don't get that ready stance, split step can't be developed either. I call it the ready step or the spring step. I don't call it the split step because split step commonly with junior development, they go down to their heels and they can't go forward. So I tend to say spring step, so you're ready to go in all directions. Fundamentals, they should spend 3 months fundamentals, getting them right. Ready stance, how many times I see the elbows in the ribcage? It's not going to work, you know. You can focus on grip all day, but at the end of the day, you've got to be able to hit the ball in the court. So commonly, if you focus on the direction of the racket face and thinking about what they're doing with their hands in the racket face, the grip will tend to sort itself out. They will progress at being able to get the ball in court, and then you can turn the grip around a little more to get more spin if you want to show them something extra. But at the end of the day, I see way too, and again, USPTA might be killing me right now saying, all right, you're talking about the bevel. No, you talk about the bevel all day and not seeing the ball and not putting it in the court. So I think that's where we got to be careful. I've been caught a few times. There's a mechanical-minded beginner, and then there's a very visual, you know, rhythm, smooth, you know, kind of player that works on function. And you got to try to find which player that is so you work with them the correct way. I've been caught too many times with that. They're like trying to ask me about grip and about all these things. I'm like, no, sit the ball here, right here. And their brain can't, they want to know these things to put that together. So that was mostly for coaches. For the players, find a coach that's going to teach you good fundamentals.
And that coach, if the player comes out and finds the coach, there's a big difference between what you see on TV and what you should be doing in your first few tennis lessons. And That's the thing we struggle with the kids. We struggle with the kids' parents to say, whoa, I'm supposed to follow through and look what Roger does on his volleys. I'm like, whoa, your kid's 7. Relax. He's not Roger yet. So being able to see the coach that can teach, here's what you do now. We'll get to that other point later.
100%.
Is important. And as a player, it's hard to know the difference of what I'm being coached. If there's a guy out there saying, well, Novak's doing this with his right hip, that's probably not day one.
Yeah. Well, day one, I mean, I didn't have to look at videos. Djokovic had a racket that was too big for him, and he would just be cranking the ball. That forehand back when he was a kid is not the same forehand now. So it's pretty obvious. Commonly we hear that a lot, actually, in the high performance area. Where, you know, my kid needs to hit like this. It's like, no, your kid needs to get split step, needs to learn how to get in a proper ready stance, needs to be able to read the ball before it's coming and be prepared before the ball bounces. I mean, that many times I've seen kids not prepared before the ball bounces because they're so focused on what the swing's looking like, you know?
Yeah. Figuring out if their elbow is in the right place.
Yeah.
And that comes back to that engineering mind.
Yep.
Versus, and we see that a lot, that engineering mind versus the see ball, hit ball mind.
Yep.
And as a player, is that the advice? If you're giving me the beginner player, the advice is know yourself a little bit. Give that a little bit of Temet Nosce and say, know yourself and what you're looking for and go find a coach that can talk to you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got a kid or an adult that can see the chess game all over the court and will just play games with you all day long, doesn't care about the swing. All he cares about is the outcome, right? So build that game, build that player. Don't be trying to, but again, no matter which player it is, the fundamentals is everything. If they're not loaded, if they're not ready, if they're not reading the racket up the other end versus just reading the ball, there's all these little fundamentals that if you can get them right, that player, whichever one it is, can grow. And the more they grow, the more confident they get, the more long-term we have a player in the sport and keep them there versus the other way around and says, no, this is not for me.
And so if we were going to write this book and the advice to complete beginner and it had 3 things at the end, we go through all this advice and all these things, and we had those main 3 things that said, okay, beginner player, we covered the coaches, they should know better. But in this case, the player, if you're going to give them 3 things, to say, hey, focus on these 3 things in your first, 90 days? What do you say?
Okay. Ready stance. Watch the ball racket to racket. Learn to move.
I didn't hear anything about grip.
Nope.
I didn't hear anything about elbow.
No, because the key factor here is you'll start to learn the turn anyway when you want to hit the ball. You won't just hit with your arm. You'll turn anyway. If you move, you have to turn as well. So, and this game, I've been in big conferences. This game is not golf. So don't let them stand still. You know, they have to learn to move as soon as possible. And the split step or the ready stance will help that tremendously. If they don't have that, it takes so much. I've got a good guy, he's like 4.0, 4.5, and he won't get over the 5.0 for the reason that he's up vertical the whole time. And as soon as he gets down, he can do it for like 10%, 20%, and all of a sudden he's up again, frame the ball in the net, and it's like, ah! And I'm like, yeah, because you didn't get the fundamentals right from the start. You know, his backswing's too big because of it. It just comes down to fundamentals. And now he's reprogramming, which makes it even harder because you're trying to stop something that's already. Exactly. Whereas a beginner, if they're raw and get it right, their progression can keep going.
All right. So those three things, first 90 days, Justin Yeo, thank you so much. See you next week.
Cheers, mate. Have fun, guys.
Well, there you have it. We want to thank Rejuvenate.com for use of the studio. And be sure to hit that follow button. For more tennis-related content, you can go to AtlantaTennisPodcast.com. And while you're there, check out our calendar of tennis events, the best deals on Technifiber products, tennis apparel, and more. If you're a coach, director of any racket sports, or just someone who wants to utilize our online shop, contact us about setting up your own shop collection to offer your branded merchandise to the Atlanta tennis world. And with that, we're out. See you next time.